Carrie, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You are such a good friend of WGIL. Not only are you with OSF, but you're a big Cardinal fan, too, so we
yes.
love that. Yeah. Poor Cardinals.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, God, well, I wanted to have you here on Galesburg Live because October, again, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and part of early detection and education and all that starts with OSF and starts with mammograms.
Yes.
And OSF wants to make sure that women know that that's the place to go.
Yes. Go out and get your mammograms.
That's
definitely.
Right. Definitely. And it starts around what? In the 20s? You know, for
yes.
women?
Well, yeah. for women in their 20s, they can start doing a monthly self breast examination.
Gotcha.
If you're not for sure how to do that, you could go on YouTube or you can ask your physician, hey, how do I do a monthly self-breast exam?
What am I looking for, right?
Yes,
is that
exactly.
Yeah, because
exactly.
And of course, if you have a history of a family history of breast cancer, you know, it's
yes.
probably a good idea to start even earlier.
Yes, and right. talk to your physician when they suggest you get a mammogram. Usually it's about 35 if you've had it within your family. Right now, they're recommending that you do 45 and up. You can
okay.
start as early as 40,
yeah.
just depending on what your insurance will
yeah.
allow.
Right, right. My wife started, you know, well into her, I think, around her 40s, early 40s
yes.
in that, and goes every year. But it's one of those things, Carrie, maybe you can speak to this. It's like a, I don't want to do it, I'm almost afraid, or it's not so much a hassle, but it's, you know, it's invasive, not invasive.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm
inconvenient.
Not being a woman, I can only imagine. It's not one of those most favorite things that you want to do and you kind of dread it.
Yeah, absolutely. To be honest with you, when I was younger, I would not go get my mammogram.
Yeah.
And people kept asking me, why aren't you getting your mammogram? You know, I turned 40 and back then they suggested 40 and over.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I have absolutely no cancer in my family. I'm very fortunate. I don't have any on my mom's side or my dad's side. And it comes out that 70% of women that do not have cancer in their family get breast cancer.
My
so
gosh.
It has nothing to do with family
yeah.
history.
Sure.
Although if your mom has had breast cancer and your grandma's had breast
yeah.
cancer, you are more likely to get breast cancer. But there's so many statistics of women out there that get breast cancer that have no cancer in their family.
That's right. There's a new change to Illinois law that came up at the first of the year to notify women about a certain situation when it comes to mammograms and what you call density, or could you explain that?
Yes. The Illinois law changed in February. And if a woman has what's called a dense breast, they're supposed to be notified that they have a dense breast. And when I went into my OBGYN, mm-hmm. I was told I had a dense breast. And I'm like, what is that?
Yeah.
No idea.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, there's at least 40% of women who fall into this category. So don't freak out if mm-hmm. someone tells you that. It's just that you have less fatty tissue mm-hmm. in your breast. Mm-hmm. And so they recommend you getting a 3D mammogram if that happens.
Okay. So, but Illinois law
yes.
requires you to tell, because is there's a higher risk of breast cancer for women who have this?
Yes.
Okay.
And then they suggest that you do get a 3D mammogram.
Yeah.
And we offer 3D mammograms at OSF.
Yeah.
It has a sharper image that shows the tissue structure in more detail. So
Got
they
it.
Can find out more about your breasts by getting a 3D mammogram.
We're talking about October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And we're talking about getting a mammogram. And what are some of the options if a woman has a questionable mammogram result? That's got to be a scary phone call to get.
It is very scary. Well, what's good, though, is that it was detected early.
Yes.
If you have a mammogram, it's detected early, then we can start treatment.
Yeah.
If you don't get a mammogram, you might not know until it's too late.
That's right. And OSF offers 3D imagery.
We do.
And that's you can see more, it can detect more, but also there's MRIs available too.
Yes, and ultrasounds.
Ultrasounds and all that. And from what I'm seeing here, there was insurance will now cover if you, in the state of Illinois.
Yes, Illinois is one of seven states nationwide where the insurance is mandated that requires that it covers 3D mammography and whole breast ultrasounds.
Mm-hmm. If you have an unusual result from your original mammogram,
absolutely,
then the insurance is required by the state of Illinois to pay for that ultrasound, 3D, or MRI.
Absolutely.
Wow, that's you had said off air that it's one of those instances where I'm glad to be in Illinois.
Then. Yeah, for once.
Pays to be
Illinois has something to offer. So
let's we know you're trying to get women to get the annual mammogram, and you're trying to make it as easy as possible. And OSF started something. St. Mary Medical Center started something called Walk-in Wednesdays.
Yes, this is for people who are busy on the go, just don't have time to come in. We do offer where you can walk in between 12 and 2:30 on Wednesdays and say, hey, I want a mammogram. Just go up to the front registration desk. They'll get you registered. You'll get in and out, and you'll get your mammogram done.
Wow.
This also happens on every third Saturday of the month. So if you work during the week and you have weekends off, you can come in from 7:30 to 11:30 on every third Saturday.
You're really taking a lot of the excuses out of this, aren't you?
We're trying to.
Yes. Because now I can see it's probably like a lot of different things that we have to do. Sure, it is kind of inconvenient, but I could make time.
Yes, you need to make time.
I think it's these excuses that we come up with, like, I can't afford it. My insurance, I don't think my insurance will cover it. Well, insurance does cover it. Oh, okay. Well, now I'm just too busy. I can't do it. I mean, it's got to be, I go back to the fear factor part of this.
Yes.
It's almost like if I don't know, then it's not happening to me, right?
Yeah.
It's one of those things.
It's so sad because health is the most important thing to you, and you really need to make sure that everything's going okay in your body, and you might not know that. Like I said before, I don't have cancer in my family.
Yeah.
I have dense breasts. I went in and I got my mammogram, and they saw something unusual. So they sent me to an ultrasound. They did find three spots. Now, nothing's happened with these three spots. Luckily, I'm on a program where I go in every 6 months.
Gotcha.
And I'm in physician's care. And it's wonderful to know that, hey, if something does become of this, I know that the doctors are handling
it. That's right. Now, you've worked for OSF for 8 years now.
Yes.
And you have that confidence of, I've got a whole support team behind me.
Yeah.
But that's still that phone call or that, what did you get? A phone call that said, hey, we have to look at this. What was that? That had to be just terrifying.
It was terrifying. But actually, I sat back and I'm like, I am so thankful that I got this mammogram because I do my monthly self-breast exam to make sure. The doctor showed me where the spots were. So if I do feel something unusual in those spots, I know to contact my doctor right away. But he has me on a program that's a little bit different where I go in every 6 months and he's watching it. And I feel so much better knowing that I'm in that care.
That's right. And again, Walk-in Wednesdays, the third Saturday, it's OSF St. Mary Medical Center really tries to make it as easy and convenient for you as possible. Please get it done, right?
Yes, absolutely. And, I know a lot of women are scared to do it because they think it's painful.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable, but it's not painful. Cancer is painful. You know, just getting a mammogram is uncomfortable.
Yeah. Lots of renovations.
Oh,
going
the
on.
Whole building's getting renovated.
Yeah.
Like.
We're going to talk about some pretty interesting things coming up. The brick project, but right now, I wanted to get to one of the biggest renovations that you've been up to here over the last couple years, right? The Family Birthing Center?
Yes, our new Family Birthing Center. Wow. We've pretty much went in. We've redone the birthing rooms, which include the nursery. We have a brand new nursery. We have labor and delivery rooms. We have postpartum rooms and triage rooms that have all been renovated.
And that's on the third floor?
Third floor of OSF.
Okay. Boy, it's been busy up there. Huh?
It has. Since the closing of Cottage OB, we have almost doubled and tripled our attendance there.
And it really speaks to just what's happening in family birthing, I guess, in the whole industry, right? They're trying to make it more home-like, more comfortable.
Yes. When we redid our rooms, it's a very natural setting. Yeah. It's very homey. It doesn't feel like
Yeah. Well, you know, it doesn't seem like you don't want it to seem like an operating room or, you know, that very kind of cold and
very nice, comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely.
With the new mother.
What are some of the other, now, since you've done all this renovation, you've added different services, especially since now OSF is the only birthing center here in Galesburg.
Yes.
Right?
And one of the misconceptions is that OSF doesn't offer epidurals, and a lot of moms, including me, would love to have an epidural during pregnancy. So we do offer those. We have private rooms for all the moms, and then we have our HUGS security system for the moms and the babies.
Yeah. Is that the HUGS system? That's a new system that's a little more...
We've had it for a while.
Stepped up the security, right?
Yeah. Correct.
That's I'm sure that's a big issue just nationwide general.
Oh, definitely.
Sure. So private rooms, more home-like. You've also added some new staff. In fact, a new midwife.
Yes. Amy Melford, she starts on November 3rd, and she is a midwife.
Mm-hmm. She delivered our two boys.
Oh, how
Noah
exciting.
And Jaren. So, yes.
Very
she,
exciting.
It was, she's wonderful. She is incredible.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
She's been around for quite a while. So what a great addition
she's going to be a wonderful addition.
Yeah, that is great. We're talking with Carrie McCants. She is marketing and communications from OSF Healthcare, St. Mary Medical Center here in Galesburg. Lots of renovations, lots of things going on. When is the remodeling of the Family Birthing Center expected to be complete?
It should be complete by April. Mm-hmm. We have most of our birthing rooms done. We have our nursery done. We have our nurse's station done. There's just a few more items that we're going to have done. So.
Mm-hmm. So where is all... So it, women are still having babies up there.
Oh, yeah.
So you're trying to put them in every little corner and cranny that you can find, right?
Yes, absolutely. But, you know, we expanded the space since the closing of Cottage's OB.
That's
we've
right.
actually rearranged things. So we've added some rooms. We have a total of 9 rooms plus 2 triage rooms. So we are good to go.
Now, you're having kind of a preview night coming up on Tuesday.
Yes.
And it was so popular that it filled up.
It did,
really
right away.
Quick. It's called Baby Shower Paint Night. Could you talk about that?
Yes. What we wanted to do is give moms a night out. Moms and their significant others could come in. Art Defined is helping us out. They're going to be painting a photo for their nursery. So it's going to be of an animal, and they got to choose what colors their nursery is. And then they get to paint with their significant other.
Yeah.
What's nice about this is that we also have 2 physicians that will be there that night that will be able to answer any questions they have. We're going to have our director of the Family Birthing Center there. And they're going to get a tour of the nursery and the newly remodeled rooms. So they'll feel more comfortable once they come in and deliver.
How nice is that? To get a chance to be among the first women to see the new family birthing center that they'll be going to in the near future.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Well, exciting. And it did fill up really quickly.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I mean, we have a wait list, actually, now.
So you are planning to do
more
of these.
We are going to plan on doing more of those. We're hoping to do something quarterly for moms just to make them feel more comfortable before they come in to deliver.
What a great idea. Yeah. Carrie McCants is the marketing and communications for OSF Healthcare, St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. Lots of renovations going on. And you've been there for 8 years, so you've been through the major remodeling of the Galesburg Clinic and
yes.
then the lobby and the front area of St. Mary's. And it's beautiful.
Yes, and we also redid our ICU area.
Right.
So, yeah, we're just going to keep going.
Yeah, so the Family Birthing Center. But you've also renovated the surgical area.
Oh, yes. Okay. If you've been up there on our second floor, we've pretty much remodeled the whole entire floor. We have 5 operating rooms that are newly remodeled. We have 2 procedure rooms. We are in the process of finishing up the waiting area and the pain clinic. But we have our pre-operating rooms done, our post-op rooms done.
My gosh.
Yes.
How many rooms will you now have?
We'll have 5 operating rooms and then 2 procedure
rooms. So when is that remodel expected to be
complete? That should be done by February.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So when you talked about the bigger, what was the what's the idea of having the bigger rooms? I mean, is that just something that OSF is doing?
The building was built in 1974.
Yeah.
And back then, we didn't have the technology that we have today.
So the rooms were just made smaller. They didn't have a need to make them bigger.
Exactly. So now we've made them bigger. We have more room. We have more technology available in the rooms. It's just gorgeous. It's really gorgeous.
And I'm sure you'll have some opportunity to people can take tours soon when it gets closer
we're
to being done.
We're hoping to next year, once we get all our remodeling done, to either have an after hours or an open house and a blessing.
And how about your staff, your mission partners, right?
Yes. Our employees are called mission partners.
Yes. So all this renovation that's being done, it's got to be such a boost to morale, and they must be so excited about it.
Oh, we are so excited, especially the nurses who have been there since 1974. There's a few, actually, but everyone is very excited. It's just nice to be in a nice, happy environment, you know, where new things are happening.
Modern, the technology, and of course with that, because there's such a short shortage for nursing and things like that, it makes OSF St. Mary Medical Center more attractive for
new physicians and new nurses that want to come and work for
us. That's got to be part of the plan as well, or strategy, I'm sure. Well, and in this, with all the remodeling, there's new leadership at OSF with a new president that'll be starting soon.
We have a new president. Her name is Lisa DeKeesel, and she is from Cambridge, so she's very close to Galesburg. She's very familiar with the area. She's going to start November 18th.
Yeah, wonderful. And she specializes in rural health clinics.
Yes. And currently she is the vice president of physician and outpatient services at Hammond Henry Hospital in Geneseo.
She was on WGIL with Will Stevenson earlier this month.
Yes.
And I had a chance to chat with her. And,
yes.
So that's very exciting again.
We are very excited to have her.
Yeah, that is good. So you've got all this renovation, new leadership. It seems like it's like a breath of fresh air for you guys.
We are just so excited. All the different things that are happening at OSF.
You've been there for 8 years now, and to see all the renovation that's been done.
Oh, it's so exciting.
Yeah.
Just so exciting.
And we've talked about the Family Birthing Center or the surgical area, but now it's, what is this brick project?
I know, everyone's like, what are you guys doing to the outside of your building?
Yeah.
If you pull up, you'll see lots of construction trucks, you'll see fencing, you'll see people, you'll see all these different things happening.
Yeah.
What we are doing is we are replacing all the outside bricks of the building and all of the exterior windows.
My gosh, you really are. aside from tearing the whole thing down and building it back up, you got a new hospital
here. It seems like
we're
doing that sometimes. And in fact, it's 235,000 bricks that we were replacing and 140 windows. So it's a 2-year project that's going to take a while to get this done.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I was there, and I do see – you see so many – you've had to close off some parking lots. Is that right? You've had to redirect some parking?
Yes, we have had to do that. So if you do come out to OSF, please just pay attention to the signs. There are some dangerous areas. We want to keep everyone safe, so don't go into areas where we have fenced off and signs saying do not enter. Please do not enter because it is very dangerous.
And slow down. I've seen some people tear through there a little bit too fast. It says 15 miles per hour. And 15 miles per hour is pretty slow. So but again, I've seen people just kind of racing through. Oh, that's dangerous.
It is very dangerous. It's dangerous for our mission partners. Yeah. It's dangerous for our patients and their visitors. You know, you never know when someone's going to come out of a car.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, you just want to be careful
Absolutely.
When you're around there.
Now, with all the renovation going on, the brick project, all the other things, you're taking steps to protect people from the noise.
Yes.
It's, you know, that just kind of comes with it, right?
But yes, unfortunately, with the brick project, there is some noise, but we're doing everything that we can to not make it annoying for our patients and visitors. We will offer some earplugs and comfort care kits to people who are there or visiting or who are patients there. We try to do everything not to.
And I even saw this. Let's see. What did you say? It was soothing sounds and guided meditation.
Yes.
I like that. That's, well, you really are going above and beyond.
We try to do whatever we can to eliminate the noise for the patient.
That's right. Well, you've been through so much remodeling so far. You've got it down pat now.
We're trying, I tell you. With this brick project, what we're doing is we're reinforcing the structural requirements because when they built the building back in 1974, they didn't have the components of like energy efficiency or anything
and
like
we're
that.
We're worried about that kind of stuff.
Yes. Yeah. So now we're doing it so we can better weatherproof it.
Yeah.
And
energy efficiency, all that kind of stuff. Well, that's wonderful. Carrie McCants is the marketing and the communications from OSF Healthcare, St. Mary Medical Center here in Galesburg. And we're going to use the last few minutes to talk about, well, it's flu season.
It is. Carrie,
and it's getting right there. In fact, in less than, an hour or so, just over an hour, we're going to have hundreds of little snot-nosed ghouls and goblins walking through the radio stations here. It's Treat Street Day today.
Yay!
And it's a great event. And it's, you know, hundreds of we're actually four stops here at the radio station.
It's wonderful.
I think I've got 2,000 pieces of candy we're going to be giving out today. But with that, you've got all these little ones in a small area. My gosh, I'm so glad I got my flu shot a couple weeks ago.
I am so glad you did, too.
But I'll tell you, when I went to get my flu shot, it was because someone had mentioned to me, they said, Chris, you know, it's not getting a flu shot is not just for you.
No.
To not get a cold and feel terrible. It's for other people around you.
Absolutely.
For example, my grandmother is almost 90 years old, and she's lives by herself, and she's not around a lot of people. If I were to go there with the flu to see her and she were
terrible.
To catch it, I'd feel awful.
Yes.
So, and she's one that her health is such that she really can't have the flu shot. So.
Oh, you could bring it to her.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that's if there's any other reason for you to get a flu shot, if not for yourself, for everyone else around you. And you guys are gearing up for flu season.
Oh, we are. We've already started giving out flu shots. In fact, today from 8 to 5 at Galesburg Clinic.
Yeah.
We're giving out flu shots. So
come
in and get your flu shots. It's so important. We recommend that everyone over 6 months of age and older get the flu shot.
Can you believe that?
I know.
Wouldn't have guessed.
I wouldn't have either.
That young kids, they recommend that, but it makes sense.
And also pregnant ladies. If you are pregnant, go get your flu shot. You know, protect your baby that's growing inside of you.
My gosh. And of course, you always want to consult your doctor when, you know, should I get this? Because there are some folks who should not get a flu shot. Those who are, allergic to, isn't it?
It's chicken eggs.
Yeah.
People who are allergic to chicken eggs for some reason cannot have the flu shot.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. And somebody with probably a extreme illness, if they've been, you know, really, really, really sick, if they have a...
If they have a high fever, just recommend that you wait until the fever's gone and then get your flu shot.
That's right. Well, the great thing about it is that most insurance companies cover it completely, 100%.
Check with your insurance company because A lot of them do.
Yeah. And I went to Walgreens, and it took about 10 minutes.
Oh, it doesn't take long at all. It wasn't just bad. A little pinch in your arm. A lot of people are scared of needles.
I am. I'm a big baby. I'm a giant baby. But you know, I'm a worse baby when it comes to getting sick.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. That little pinch is so much better than getting the flu, I tell you.
That's right.
You could be down for a week or two, and it's awful.
Oh, yeah. And especially for, you know, do you get a flu shot?
Everyone who works at OSF is mandated to get a flu shot. Yeah. So we don't give it to others, and, you know, we don't get them ourselves.
Well, sure, you're around it. You're like a ground zero.
Yes.
I mean, you're surrounded by it all the time. Any healthcare workers, you know, nursing homes or assisted living places, things like that.
Oh, yes. And what's is to wash your hands. Wash your hands, sanitize them. I have sanitizer in my car. Just the little things like when you pump gas, after you pump gas, get in your car, use hand sanitizer because you don't know who had that handle the last time you bumped your car. I mean, just little things like that when you're touching door handles or elevators, always make sure to wash your hands, sanitize them.
Or talking into a microphone that other people have spit on.
Oh, thank you.
I know. Poor Carrie's going, she's looking at this microphone going, no.
I'm kind of a germaphobe just from working in the hospital. I'm like, I do not want to get ill. So I definitely sanitize, wash my hands. And tomorrow.
Oh, that's all right.
But today during Treat Street, make sure.
That's wash your hands. Yeah. And again, the flu clinic is today until 5.
Until 5.
At the Galesburg Clinic.
Yes.
Right. Okay. Yes. So you just go there and you can get. Now, I did see. It's a good idea to get this now because, you know, sometimes supplies are limited and you'd hate to have, they're running out of the flu vaccine.
But. Yes. Yes. Start getting it now because you never know when the flu season's going to hit. It could hit any time now.
That's right. Well, Carrie, thank you so much for coming in today. We've got a lot of information here. And once again, we want to tie this back into October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Again, we talked about getting the mammogram, walk-in Wednesdays. I wanted to make sure and get that again. Every Wednesday
from 12 to 2:30.
Yeah. For women, please.
And that's not just during the month of October. That's all the time.
That's all the time.
Yes.
And then also the third Saturday of the month.
From 7:30 to 11:30.
Yes. Please check with your doctor and make sure. If it's been a while since you've had that done, please take that time to get it done.
And if you need any other information, you can go to our website. It's www.osfstmary.org. Or you can check our Facebook page. We have monthly updates.
Carrie, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.
Good luck during flu season.
Okay.
Come back and see us again soon, okay?
Okay, thanks, Chris.